15 Media Personalities Caught in 7-Hour Gap Trump Call Log Hoax. By Wendell Hasebo on April 1, 2022. Democratic Party activists and media, including from The New Yorker, CNN, and The Atlantic, among others, proliferated the now-debunked 7-Hour Gap hoax story originating with the January 6 committee, after CNN admitted the story was false. With the establishment media buzz this week with articles about a 7-hour gap in White House switchboard logs on January 6, it came to light on Thursday night the gap was reportedly due to the use of ordinary landlines and cell phones. Watch, 7 hours and 37 minutes, media hype now debunked Trump call log hoax. Documents turned over to the United States House Select Committee on the January 6 attack, and then leaked to the media, suggested that there was a gap that could have been caused by President Donald Trump or his aides suppressing information, Breitbart News reported. But before the story was revealed as a hoax, Democrats and Democrat-allied organizations were quick to pounce on the false story as equivalent to the Watergate scandal and other such falsehoods. John Cooper, who was the national finance chair of Draft Biden 2016, called on the deep state to find the non-existent missing time gap of Trump's phone log. Susan Glasser, a staff writer for The New Yorker and CNN's global affairs analyst, said the alleged gap put Nixon's 18-minute gap to shame. HuffPost, a Democrat-allied publication, claimed the alleged gap could mean Trump was using a burner phone on January 6. Molly Jongfast, a writer for The Atlantic magazine and Vogue magazine, made an amazing statement. 7 hours and 37 minutes is a very long time, she tweeted. MSNBC tweeted that Trump's alleged missing call log could be the same as the Nixon tapes. David Weissman, a proud liberal, asked why Trump supporters are not outraged as they were about Hillary Clinton's deleted emails as Secretary of State. BrooklynDad_Defiant, who is perpetually pissed, tweeted, "A lot of sedition can happen in 7 hours." The USA singers, who produce resistance music and purport to stand with democracy and against fascism and with the people of Ukraine, tweeted that Trump, that guilty motherfucker, should be arrested for the alleged gap. Citizens for Ethics, a Democrat-allied special interest group, falsely tweeted that Trump had a gap in his phone logs. Aaron Ruber, who alleges he is a journalist, said the false gap allegation was like Watergate. CNN reporter Manu Raju tweeted the alleged false gap was true. Scott Dworkin, Obama Alaman co-founder and executive director of the Democrat Coalition, tweeted that the gap indicated Trump was initiating a coup attempt. Dan Rather, the disgraced former CBS News anchor, propagated falsehoods. Asharan Gappa, a former FBI special agent, tweeted that the gap could be closed by collecting the records of Republican members of Congress. Occupy Democrats, a far-left group, said the falsely alleged gap was a bombshell and violated several laws. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter and Getter @WendellHasebo.